from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, today destroys the night.
A little Jim Morrison.
Wow, Jimbo.
You can't overplay Seltzer.
It's so good.
He's so solid.
It's so phenomenal. All right, so let me go from phenomenal to not. And this is something we talked about on the show about 3 weeks ago. And, John, I'm curious to see if you have watched this movie we discussed 3 weeks ago. And I defy you to watch it. I hope you do. And I encourage you to turn it off after 15 minutes. Devin, you too. You probably haven't seen this.
Okay.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm.
I dare you to watch it.
I saw it long ago.
Why is it a dare?
It's so bad.
Is that okay. The one from 1977?
Considered by many the greatest movie ever made. It's from 1968.
68.
Yes. Considered by many.
James.
I mean, it is. Like,
who?
So the most famous film list is the Sight and Sound list. The directors do their own list.
Okay.
They had it as the number. The directors, like Spielberg, all these people, whatever, vote on it, had 2001 as the greatest movie ever made.
All right, Devin, I would be fascinating if you watch it. And feel free to turn it off after 10 minutes if you think it's worth turning off after 10 minutes.
Okay.
John, same with you.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you just say it was from 2001?
No, that's the name of it.
Oh.
2001,
okay.
A Space Odyssey.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But no, I've never seen it.
So, Ruben, have you seen it?
I've seen it a long time ago.
And?
I don't have an opinion. I have to re-see it.
Okay. Well, I'm just putting it out there for you.
I thought it was pretty profound. Like, it's something that beyond me when I did see it, and I probably would be best served to go back and watch it again.
Please do.
Like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, it really is. It's like another level of interpretation.
Okay. I just thought it was.
Why didn't you like it? Where's the hatred coming
from? I thought it was
boredom.
It was worse than the Eagles preseason game, and that's saying something.
Oh, come
after
on.
10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. All right, let's go to the phones. I'm just putting it out there.
Harsh, but fair.
If anybody wants to watch that.
Is it fair to give a movie 10 minutes and you're out?
Not quite fair.
You can blame him for his opinion, but you don't have to agree with it.
If anybody wants to watch
it's a bad opinion.
In the next couple of weeks and report back, I'd be curious. No need to watch the whole thing, whatever you can stomach. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
John.
And thank you for joining.
That's right.
Oh.
Us.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
John, do you know what the main defense of a wombat is?
Playing dead?
No, they have 4 cartilage-filled, like, tectonic plates on their back. So they basically twerk a predator to death.
No way.
Yes, you can look it up. It's wild. And like, so when they go in, they dance, and they go butt down. They go face in, butt up. And then when the predator attacks, they whack up and down.
There's a butt and a face.
Hold on. So the butt.
I was totally not
predator.
Listening until I heard a butt and a face.
Me neither.
The wombat's butt has 4 tectonic plates.
Come
that
on.
Attack
and it's so strong.
The
it's
predator?
So strong. It's the best way for them to defend themselves. So when the predator goes into the hole after them, they basically crush the predator's skull. Like foxes, other animals come after them, and they just push them out with their butt and they go under there.
They crush the predator's skull
with their butts.
They basically twerk somebody to death.
Wow. Twerk someone to death.
All right, JB, what do you got on the birds, my man?
Good way to go.
Their poops are cubed, which is bizarre too. But anyway, the birds, look, it's Ruben's there. He's a business guy, and we all know this. This is about business, right? And as my buddy Joe Turchi, attorney at law, would say, the owners are not going to lose money. So when the season ticket holders have to pay for four preseason games, they're not going away. Me personally, as a regular guy, I think it should be two games, and I think you got to get rid of the practices against the other teams, because guess what? That's what's taking away from, oh, they practice twice this week.
You know, that's interesting. That's a really interesting way to put it. If you take,
You take away, and like, look, if it's a preseason game, it's a preseason game. But like, and Joe, your alma mater opens up this week because I'm on the coaching staff there. We open up at
Let me tell you something, JB. The prep this year would beat those jokers the Eagles put out there on Saturday if they're all about to get cut. Right?
Come on.
No, they weren't.
Even though Trout Jr. would play for both. And Trout Jr.'s not a joker. He was out
What's
there
doing?
A couple plays the other day. But, I mean, that was hard. JB, that was hard to watch the other day, man.
I was, like, watching paint dry.
It was.
Then, yeah. But, Joe,
some good stuff.
No, John. There was nothing.
Yeah. There were some redeeming qualities.
Nope.
Like, you could see.
There wasn't, John.
No, we were Reese making aggressive. The joke at the end. That
we
was about it.
We were sending linebackers, and that's something we had not done in the past. So, I do think that bodes well for what we're going to see to some degree.
I don't buy it.
It's going to be a more aggressive core of linebackers. They're going to be up in the line of scrimmage. That messes with an offense's ability to make the calls to protect the quarterback. That will get guys home.
All right, JB,
maybe that'll help Nolan Smith get home.
JB, what appeals to kids and adults? Give me a great answer.
Real quick, though, I think that I can draw an analogy between the last preseason games and trying to find sleepers for fantasy football. That's how boring it is. So you're just like, oh, who's this guy who's going to come out of nowhere? But I think something appeals to kids and adults. Has anyone said ice cream?
No, and that's a big answer.
Love that answer.
Yeah, I did too.
That's a really good one.
We got about seven or eight here, I think, that are worthy of winning, and we'll see what ultimately gets it.
You know, I stopped eating ice cream for 20 years.
Why?
Come on!
I thought that I was unable to eat ice cream. I thought that I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, yeah. No.
I stopped with milk and ice cream when I was 18 years old because every fifth period after lunch at Cumberland Valley High School, I'm streaking down the hallway, you know, just trying to get there in time.
So you do know that feeling. Because you've been ripping me for years.
I literally didn't go to the bathroom.
Yes. And so I stopped milk entirely,
Wow.
In every form, like milk and cream and everything. Okay. And I think I regained my ability to have that stuff.
To ingest.
Because I can do it now.
Fair
Good
enough.
Good for you.
Good for you. By the way, I had, I don't know, five or six friends over Saturday night. Everyone got a shot at the bidet. Universal.
No.
I'm
getting ready to get a new one.
People took turns.
It's like a bidet party.
People were standing on the other side of the door to hear the initial reaction.
No.
I swear to God.
Also,
this is
John,
it's real.
More people invited over. Like,
yeah,
John just
say,
loves,
I didn't get that invite.
He loves hosting, apparently.
I was on the road, but I didn't get that invite.
It's a small
Thank
apartment.
You for picking up on that. Yeah. We learned earlier in the show that Ruben was over at Joe's house.
Hanging out.
Multiple times.
My house. Having some beer. And yeah, right. Multiple times. How many times are multiple?
Is this every year you guys are watching games? Maybe three or four times.
Yeah, probably. Wow. That's probably right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Had a rager.
Keep your chins
then
up, guys.
After, John, was Ruben invited to the rager?
No, I didn't say it was a rager. I didn't say it wasn't.
Got other friends. Other friends were there for the rager or party shindig.
All right, let's get to Joe and Exton. Joseph.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
What's
morning,
up, Joe.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I hate to say it, Joe. This is like becoming like fetish level type stuff with the bidet.
Joe,
I know, right?
Joe, yeah. Joe. I'm just telling you.
It'll take you there.
Yeah, there's probably been about 10 to 15 people that have now used it in my apartment, and it's 100
Ew,
for 100.
Man. Okay,
that's a lot.
Eventually, that's like ooh. The more people that use it, I think it gets a little grosser.
It doesn't. The water touches you, but the parts of the bidet don't touch you. Like it's fine. It's all good. And the
it's all good, clean fun.
And the heated toilet seat. Oh man, that's the only part that people touch the same. All right, Joe. Hello.
Okay. So. Oh,
why did we have to go to that?
Every time I'm here, we go there.
Just deflating. No, I feel different now. I feel different now that I heard that.
All right, Joe, go ahead, man. What do you got on the fighting Phils?
Yeah, I think Taiwan's pitching is more disgusting than that.
That's very low. That's a low point.
Yeah, I mean, the 78 pitches in three innings is unacceptable. Like, at this point, he's relying on hard hit contact and someone making a play in the field.
You know, Joe, what we haven't focused much on, a matter of fact, at all today with the Taiwan debacle, it does have a negative effect on their bullpen that then affects other games. Now, look, they were fortunate to win Saturday and Sunday, and obviously they pitched well on Saturday in the bounce back with Ranger, and they hit a ton, so it didn't matter this weekend for a second game. But, I mean, let's not, you know, kid ourselves. When he only gives them three innings or four innings, that's not good, you know, generally for that next game or that week.
So is he able?
No.
Hold on, Ruben.
He stinks.
Like, I see that. But, Ruben, do you think that he can reinvent himself in the what we saw with Noah Syndergaard, where he was sort of attaching himself to, what was it, like a cutter?
Cutter and slider.
Yeah.
I don't think so, because he already has like a trick pitch, so to speak, and split. I think he's tried the cutter. Really, it's about he's to the point where he just has to be a lot more fine with his command. And if he's not, then he's, you know, you see the results of what you saw his last outing.
Horrendous.
Yeah, Joe, it's pretty bad. All right, Joe, give me what appeals to kids and adults.
All right, well, one more thing on the field. I'm happy the offense appears to be, like, picking back up. I hope, like, they didn't get to the curveball machine too late.
Yeah, that always gets a chuckle. All right, what do you got here for an answer?
How about mini-golf?
Mini-golf.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not a great thing for adults. It's okay.
Do you know an adult that dislikes it? I think
every
it's
adult
very
likes
popular.
I like it a lot less than I used to. It's
I don't love mini golf.
It's
a little boring.
It's a little boring.
It's fine.
I mean, I'm gonna get a two or a three or a one.
I do think kids like it more.
Whatever.
Oh,
one, two, or three.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather go to the driving range or like Top Golf than mini golf.
I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Central World Series matchup tonight. Phillies are going against a team that has been playing very good baseball the last couple of months. They need to keep their foot on the gas to show us that they are truly back. They have truly turned the corner, and we needed at least 2 out of 3. And then we go to Atlanta for a very tough series. But I have full confidence and faith that we can do this. Let's go, Phillies!
Well, I hope so.
They're going to Atlanta. They're at home.
Yeah, they're here for that. They were in Atlanta last year.
And we got in 7 games, basically. Four out of seven important games. Yes, absolutely.
Wait. I need clarification. Does Devin make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with crackers inside of it? Or does she make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out of crackers? One is legit. The other one is complete psychopath. And we need to address the issue if that's what's going on. Time's yours.
Okay, I can clear this up. It's two separate things. It's not a cracker inside a sandwich. That would be insane.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
No,
I didn't think that. If you don't
have
bread, you can take like a Ritz cracker or a saltine and make a little peanut butter jelly.
Boom.
Okay.
Makes sense.
doesn't count. It's only preseason. It's not the starters. Don't worry. Blah, blah, blah. The Eagles look like...
Well, dude,
that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It really was like the third and fourth string guy.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah,
and they played the whole game.
Yeah, that call is stupid. All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.